5 to 7 p.m. on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Sounds like Sundays 5 to 7 p.m.
Breakdown. This is Sully Shapiro. The Breakdown.
This is Vanity Fairy. The
Breakdown. This is Brooke Chandler. The
Breakdown. I am Pictish Trail.
This is Meishi Meishi. The
Breakdown. This is Catherine Joseph. The
Breakdown. This is Dan Mangan. The Breakdown.
And you're listening to The Breakdown. Breakdown.
Welcome to The Breakdown on this dreary November afternoon. We're going to make it all right, though, Chris.
We are, definitely.
Yes, determination. Yeah,
it's not dreary in here. Oh, it's alive, it's buzzing.
I've got you, and it's not December. What on earth is happening?
I don't know what's going on.
What's happening is that I realised...
planets have shifted.
Steve was off, and we saw you at the Sprints gig on Tuesday. I said,
correct.
What are you doing Saturday?
The Sprints gig, outside,
outside
Sprints
the Sprint gig. What are you doing... on Tuesday, what are you doing on Saturday? And here you are.
One of those rare Saturdays where I actually had a gap.
Here you
in my
are.
Life.
That's your doing that first song. What is it?
Yeah, Tossing Seed from the burgeoning Indonesian indie pop scene. There's not that easy to say that, is it?
Do you want
to
do it again?
From the burgeoning Indonesian indie pop scene. That's one for sort of the primary school children. Probably not reception, probably year one. They can practice their in sounds. Anyway. Yeah, Tossing Seed and Bootleg Charm. Cracking band.
I'm really, really good. So a new artist right off the bat there today. It's a big week for albums. We say that every week on The Breakdown because it is always the truth. There are new releases this week from Ostra, Picture Parlor, new album by them, FKA Twigs. I'm not even sure what this FKA Twigs album is because she had one out earlier on this year, but it's a brand new record with loads of different songs on it.
An album then.
Yeah, probably.
That's what you generally call that sort of thing.
We're going to have an album week by Homefront. Their second record, Watch It Die, is magnificent. New tracks as well from Robin, the welcome return of Robin. Gretel, we didn't play her 2 weeks ago. I should have done that. Lime Garden, really great track. Another Country, Scalar as well. Mandy Indiana, what have you got? You've got plenty, haven't you?
I've got absolutely loads, yeah. And if I could get my screen open, I could tell you. I've got some Half Man, Half Biscuit, very maudlin song about job loss, just to brighten up this grey November afternoon. Let me have a look. I'm just looking down my list now. I've got a 4 o'clock classic from the south end of New Zealand. I've got some No Diga, which is the alter ego of Bodega.
Oh, nice.
I've got some local music from Big Break. I've got a very odd song called Video Dating Service from a band called Expo 79. And I've got something from Strange Passage, who are just my favourite band at the moment. So, amongst others, there is more than that.
All right. Well, to the first double of the day now. On the second half of this, you're going to hear something from one of last week's Album of the Weeks. So we're going to play you something from Hatchie's Licorice record. But first, Dry Cleaning. Cruise Ship Designer is another taste of the third album, Secret Love, which is out at the very start of January on 4AD Records, and it is brilliant. So you hear this, and then some Hatchie, then back with some Homefront. Ooh, it's looking good.
I'm a cruise ship designer. I'm striking while the iron is hot. I'm making the most of a bad situation. Cruises are big business. I don't personally like them, but I need to serve a useful purpose. I desire very much a place in society, so designing cruise ships is my pastime and my living and my challenge. Designing cruises is for me a privilege and a lesson, need to do it all the time.
Need to do it all of the time.
Cruise ship designer, striking while the iron is hot.
Striking while the iron
making
is hot.
Making the most of a bad situation. It's a powerful boat for a powerful mind. And I design hotels that cause controversy, but I'm semi-anonymous, climbing ladders. I'm not an ambitious man, I believe in design.
I am not an ambitious man.
Low frequency, fine dining, cruise ship designer. Striking while the iron is hot, making the most.
Striking while the iron is hot.
Of a bad situation, it's a powerful boat for a powerful mind.
You're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Say the word and you go. Maybe you need reminding. We're written as a tragedy. All that you can do is love and leave. I carve your name on every tree. But I just need to know. Supposed to be satisfying. Memorize every inch of you. The devastation is so inviting. Surrender to curiosity. Yellow wind of a pile of leaves. If only for a day. I just need to know. Were you ever gonna show? Just need to know.
First double done and completed. That was Hatchie with something from Third Record, Licorice, which was part of the Australian double bill of third album's album of the week last week. Hatchie and Stellan Donnelly. There'll be one from that later in this show. Part That Bleeds, you've just heard from Licorice, and it followed on from something from Dry Cleaning, who have their third record out in January. Now, album of the week, it could only be one, actually. Homefront have put out a second record, follow-up to Games of Power from 2023. And in the week before the end-of-year breakdown in 2023, I heard Homefront's song Nation for the first time, and it got into my top five of the year based on two plays. It was that good. Watch It Die, the album that came out yesterday, is, I think, just a step up from Games of Power. And I was talking to Steve by messaging last night, and I think that this band sits exactly in the midpoint between Nation of Language and Cold Cave, which is a great place to be. So we're going to play you at least two tracks from it today. And we're going to start with one which... Chris, have you heard the album?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to be able to tell me immediately what two 80 samples are played in this.
Okay.
Because I was sat there last night at home going, what is this?
I'm rubbish at stuff like that.
No, you will do. Okay. So we'll play this. This is from Watch It Die. This is Kiss the Sky by Homefront.
Thank you.
Wonderful. That was Kiss the Sky by Homefront from their fantastic album, which was out yesterday and which is this week's album of the week here on The Breakdown. There'll be at least one more from that later on. I'm going to push for two. But for now, we hand back to you.
Yeah.
Okay, Chris, what have you got?
A bit of strange passage from Massachusetts, USA. They sound like they're from somewhere in the Northwest from 1986, 1987, to be honest. But a fantastic band. My new discovery of the year, this album, or my six-track EP album. What's that? What's six?
I think it's just an EP.
Is that an EP?
I think it's just an EP.
What point's become an album?
Did Steve play one from this last week?
He did. I stuck something on Facebook, plugging them, and then he picked up on it and played something from it. So this is something else from it. And the best track on it, I'm saving for the Festive 10 edition.
That's right, as well you should do.
But this is almost as good.
This is almost as good.
I'm not dissing this.
So this is Strange Passage with Hunter's Fancy. And we'll play some Lime Garden after this. New single by them. Can't remember the name. We'll have found it by the time we played it.
Ravelo, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
I wanna kiss a stranger, make him feel like they're the one.
That was good. Sounding very much like taking notes from the Sorry playbook. That's Lime Garden. Maybe Not Tonight, their first new music. Well, first music since their debut album One More Thing came out last year. They are one of the first names on the Get Together bill, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Which, surprisingly, announced this week or at the end of last week. It normally is announced immediately after the last Get Together, but 6 months later this time.
Yeah, maybe they were struggling to recruit.
Yeah.
Artists. But is it Fat Dog headlining?
Fat Dog and Horrors.
Horrors, that's it.
Fat Dog Horrors, Jessica Winter, Lime Garden so far. But there will be many more. And I mean, that's a good lineup so far.
Callum Island again, is it?
I guess it would be. Yeah. No sign of any changes to that. Lime Garden will be there. Who was it again? Strange Passage.
Strange Passage.
I like that as well.
Hunter's Fancy.
Your Trouble 7 is coming up. We're going to warm up for it. With a short ditty by Indigo D'Souza. I was away last week down in London for a Pitchfork event, and Indigo D'Souza was the highlight. An incredible live performer, has a back catalogue now of four very, very good albums. Precipice was the last of them, which came out earlier this year. This track, Sirius, features Muffet. How are you saying that? Motte? Could have asked you this before, shouldn't I?
I'm going to go for Motte. There's definitely the accent at the end, isn't it?
Yeah. They toured in America earlier this year, did a single ahead of that. It's called Sirius. It's very good. Even though that came out at the end of September, I'm glad we got that in. That was Indigo D'Souza and Motte with, was it Serious or Don't Be So Serious? Just Serious, isn't it?
Serious.
Yes. Okay, over to you. Hits.
Right. Oh, we're going for the Treble 7, and we're going to start off with a very odd song by a band called Expo 79 called Video Dating Service. This is actually a bit of a cheat because it came out right at the end of last year, so.
Right.
But I'm assuming it hasn't crossed the Breakdown's radar yet, which
don't think so.
Gives it, well, new value, I think. It's rather like something left in a supermarket, but no one's bought it, but it's got very long sell-by date. So you'll like this.
Should we play this and then do the other two?
Yep, and then we're going to do a song by Nodiga, which is Bodiga's alter ego. They're apparently hardcore alter ego. And to be honest, to me, it didn't sound much different from Bodiga. And then we've got something from the wonderful Big Break, my favourite Sheffield band at the moment.
Lovely.
You know, I've never been on a date before in a gym. I don't know anything about these machines. Or you.
Breakdown. Treble 7.
Every single night go to shows.
Network.
Texting on the charity job.
Network.
Waiting room at the hospital.
Network.
Love to get to love. Show me what you
network. 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 Network.
All you love is content of mine.
Hi to ATM.
Johnson, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Nice. That was Big Break, Wearing a Wire, from Exile on Exchange Street. Is that a recent EP?
Yeah, it was earlier this year.
Yeah.
I think April, May, something like that.
Very, very nice. You say they were recently supporting Holiday Ghost
and
the Tubs.
Yeah, Holiday Ghost and the Tubs at an all-day thing. I think Saw Records or something like that.
They were down at JT Saw last week.
At... In Nottingham, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that Leicester? JT Saw Nottingham.
No, it's Nottingham. Yeah.
Yeah, they've gigged. Their guitarists left, though, so hopefully they'll find a replacement soon. They're a cracking band.
Nodega Before with Network and Expo 79 heading that up. Thank you very much. 6 minutes 59.
Yeah, perfect.
Understood the assignment.
Yeah.
I'm going to exercise my right now to play my longest song of the day, and it's going to be Magdalena Bay, who have, for the last few months, been releasing two singles at a time. The fourth double came out yesterday, and it is going to be part of a collection of all these tracks called Nice Day, a collection of singles. This is The World I Made For You, is one I'm going to play now.
You spill the soul, I get the
Magdalena Bay giving us a fade out as well. That was This Is The World I Made It For You, and the release schedule for that, release details for that are too confusing for me to repeat again. Over to you, Chris.
Okay, next one's from Sorry, whose album came out last week, I think, wasn't it?
Cosplay. If it got in the charts, I'm hoping it would have done. We've played a whole raft of songs from
this. They're definitely more visible now than they've ever been before.
Yeah.
Are they getting a chance? Look at this. This is nerve-wracking. We're scrolling down here.
We're going down. We should have done this.
We've gone past Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay.
We've gone past ABBA there. What are they doing?
Actually, I should be able to recognise that album cover. Come on. It's got to be. It's got to have got into
it's
the 100.
It's going to be Strain at 101, isn't it?
Oh, I thought it was that. That
no, it does it's look not. Like it's not the nursery rhyme collection by someone.
It does look like...
Oh, that's 101. Absolutely criminal, that is,
101 for some.
Yeah, fantastic album.
Yep.
And I think you've already played six tracks off it.
I think so. I don't. We haven't played this one, though, have we?
No. Life in This Body.
We're going to do this, and then we're going to go back to another one from last week, from an album that was missed by the boys. It was Ali X's record, so you're going to hear a track from that after this.
No paddle, no fishing rod. Where have you gone, this little life of mine? Have you left it on the land? I cry out my life's lament. Away from cars, away cement. The drink call no longer there. Only sea and thinning air. I want to be out on the sea.
Come and collect me down by the sea, where the fish is me. Life in this body doesn't feel the same, like you'd always say. It's going up in flames. People will sell me. Everybody changes. I have loved every version of you. People will sell me. Everybody changes. I have loved every version of you. Every version of you. Boil me down to rot. When the city stops, let the lights go off.
The lights go off.
Life in this body driving me insane, like you'd always say. You and I are the same. People will sell me. Everybody changes. I have loved every version of you. People will sell. Everyone changed. I have
That was Ali X with I Hope You Hear This Song, and I can tell you that's the closest that Richard Ashcroft will ever get to the breakdown.
or indeed Mick Jagger?
No, Mick's welcome.
Mick's been on.
He will have had a 4 o'clock classic in the past, yeah.
He struggles to get up the stairs now, yeah. To be fair, I think.
Richard's not so much. And following on from Sweeping Promises album a couple of years ago, I like vaguely menacing, optimistic album titles, and Happiness Is Going to Get You from last week is a great title by Ali X. Sorry, before we caught a track from Cosplay. Yeah. And now Seal.
As in C-I-E-L, not the splashy thing in the sea. Or indeed the sort of
Kiss
artist.
From the Rose? Yeah. From the Rose now?
80s light soul artist. I don't know what you'd call Seal. I don't know. Strange genre, whatever. The genre was probably Seal, really, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, this is Seal, as in C-I-E-L, with My Bloody Valentine influenced guitar wanderings. But they're excellent. They played at Hallamshire Hotel this week, and just about attracted enough people to create a bit of an atmosphere, and they were great. Yeah,
good.
Really their album. This was the single off the album that was out a few weeks ago.
Swallowing Your Pride.
Come undone.
That was great. Seal with Swallowing Your Pride. One more track to go before we get to the 4 o'clock classic today. And we're going to do the second taste of the album of the week. Homefront's Watch It Die, their second record, came out yesterday. And by playing a second one before 4 o'clock, it does mean it automatically now has to have a third track played in the second hour. They are the rules. They are the rules. Apparently, I set these rules at some point, but I cannot remember when. But New Madness is the track we're going to play. At 4 o'clock, you're going to hear a classic from the 80s, is it? 87?
Yeah, 1987, From the Opposite Side of the World, by the Bats.
Okay, keep it locked at a breakdown.
Push the button, activation. Who's the leader? Running the net.